This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Dave, welcome back.
Thank you.
You missed Top 10 Tuesday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was telling them earlier it was a palaver.
Go on.
Do you want to know what it was?
I know what it was, but say it again. Go again.
It was the first 10 Mr. Men books
written and released by Roger Hargreaves. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm very sorry if you listening have already done this and have listened to it, but this is for me and me only.
Emma and Shannon got 3 out of 10.
Yes. Okay, let's go with Mr. Bump.
Mr. Bump, number 6.
Is this alphabetical? What is it?
No, it's in order of release. I should have done it in alphabetical order.
That probably would have been better. Yeah. Mr. Tickles.
Mr. Tickle is number 1.
Mr. Tickles.
Just Mr. Tickle.
Mr. Tickle.
Yeah.
Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy, number 3. He's already done better than Happy. The two of you yesterday.
And now,
Emma's just lying vertically.
There's one where it's like Miss Perfect.
No misses.
No misses.
Only men.
Oh, sorry.
Sexist. I'm a big sexist.
Mr. Perfect? Was that?
Not in the top 10.
Lost the life.
I'm not even doing sound effects. I'm over it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Mr. Messi.
Mr. Messi, number 8.
Yes. Wow, Dave. Are you a big fan of these books?
I loved these books. Do you know why? Because they were easy to read and they had great pictures.
Did you find Mr. Tickle a bit weird with his big weird arms?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Very consensual is Mr. Tickle.
I feel like I could draw them. I feel like one of them looks like this. It's like a shoe.
Mr. Nosey.
Mr. Nosey!
He drew a man with a very big nose.
And didn't get. Is Mr. Nosey that?
Yeah, Mr. Nosey number 4.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Mr. Clever.
Mr. Clever, not in the 10.
Fuck.
Me and Shannon, it was wasted on us this.
Mr. Smiley?
No, you're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
The ones that you're missing, Greedy, number 2.
Mr. Greedy.
5, Mr. Sneeze.
Sneeze.
7, Mr. Snow, who was just a snowman.
Savage, yeah.
Yeah. Number 9, Savage, Mr. Topsy Turvy.
Never would have got
who
that.
Who we all decided was very English.
Yeah.
Number 10.
And number 10, Mr. Silly.
I swear to God, I nearly said silly, but I was like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Mr. Stupid. Mr. Silly. Oh, very good. I like that. I wouldn't have done well. How do people do? I know, obviously, Shannon and Emma didn't do well.
The caller that we got on got 2, and then later down the line, there was people who sent the entire 10, but I just guess say that they Googled.
Oh, fair enough. Mm. All right, well, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Provide a top 10 for every podcast intro of your choice.
Oh, God, no.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's going on?
He's back, baby.
I am. Thank you so much for doing the show without me.
Oh,
thank you for going on and... Oh, crap, I have nothing in my mouth. Sorry, hola. There we go. Sorry, for tradition.
It wouldn't be 7 o'clock without Dave eating a bagel. You know what was weird yesterday?
Not having a presenter with something in their mouth at all times.
Honestly. You can guess every morning what it is. Is it a bagel? Is it a toast? What's in Dave's mouth? So you feeling okay?
Yeah, feeling much better now, thankfully. Sometimes you just need the day.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Do you know?
But was there nothing wrong?
Oh, nothing wrong at all. I was fine.
Just said to yourself, not today.
I did 18 holes of golf yesterday. I'm grand.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah. Dave. I had to play.
But you didn't have to go to work.
No, I didn't have to go to work.
No.
I couldn't go to work. I was up till 4:30 night before in pain.
Yeah.
And then I was about to cancel golf.
Taking the bite. It's weird that there's not enough food in your mouth.
I was about to cancel golf. I was like, I'm in too much pain. Went to the doctor, got some supplements. They didn't want to put me on antibiotics because they were like, no, because we don't want to get you on. I don't know, something about antibiotics being
antibiotics
like...
Antibiotics are like, they're given out very willy-nilly sometimes.
Yeah, I think so. And my mom was always a little bit like, please, if you can help, don't take antibiotics. So they gave me supplements anyway. And it went away. Like around 2:30, and I was like, okay, maybe I can play golf.
Okay.
So I went and played golf. And
that's kind of amazing that you're admitting that. I'm terrified to leave the house when I'm sick.
See, I don't want my biggest thing in the world is lying, right? Because I don't lie, because if I'm found out, I will go red in the face and I'll just start crying. So I can't do that. And so I'm like, if the boss Nick was on the M50 with me, I've no idea. I didn't see him, but he could have seen me and then he'd be like, heard you went golfing or something, you know what
I mean?
And I'm like, it's better to just get it out there.
I get you.
I was really, really sick during the time of the hours of the show.
Yes.
Then I felt much better. And then I went to play golf.
And you have a great time.
I had a ball. It was a great day. just a public service announcement. The next 3 minutes will be a lie. Okay? Everything said will be a lie.
Why? You don't like lying.
Emma, did you know that Catherine Connolly has a train station named after her?
Ha ha ha! Connolly Station.
Connolly Station.
No way.
Well done. Emma, did you know that Whitney Houston has a train station named after her?
In Dublin?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Houston Station.
Houston Station, well done.
That's
very good.
Amazing.
Emma, did you know Pierce Brosnan has a train station named after him?
Brosnan Station? Pierce Station? Oopsie poopsie. Pierce Station. Wow, after Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
What an honour for him.
Emma, did you know that Spencer Matthews has a train station?
Spencer Dock.
Spencer Matthews Dock.
Spencer Matthews Dock.
Spencer Matthews Dock.
Went on fire recently, but it's better now. Is that it? Is that the same spot? No.
Do you remember Tara Reid from American Pie?
Oh my God.
She has a train station in Ireland named after her.
In town.
Tara Station. Isn't that nuts?
That's amazing.
Did you know that Dwayne Johnson, fun fact about Dwayne Johnson, he has a train station in Ireland. BlackRock.
Hey.
Works on two levels.
The Rock.
BlackRock and, yeah.
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock, yeah.
Very good.
Peter Griffin also has a train station. In Ireland.
Where is it?
Clongriffin.
Very good.
Donatello from the Ninja Turtles has a train station in Ireland. It's Donabate.
Donabate.
Oh, a bit of a reach there, Donatello, to be honest. Speaking of reaches, this is a real reach. Glenda Gilson had a train station in Ireland named after Glenageary. Did you know when he came, he didn't only just get a plaza, but Barack Obama also got a train station?
Did he? Let me guess. Go on, is it in Dublin?
It is.
Barack, Obama, Barracks.
Kilbarrack.
Kilbarrack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an honour. What would you prefer, the petrol station or the train station?
Oh, if I could get both, I would try.
Yeah, true.
But I suppose I'd go for the plaza.
Would you prefer your cardboard cut out to be at the train station or at the petrol station?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mm.
I'm going to say petrol station.
I think it's nice the way it's inside.
It is nice. Aunt May in Spider-Man. She's a...
Oh, yeah, she's Peter's
train station in Ireland. May Newt.
May, oh.
Conservative politician from back in the day, Rush Limbaugh.
Don't know him now.
He has a train station in Ireland.
Okay.
Rush,
very good. Yeah.
Former City player Richard Dunn and former Ireland player Richard Dunn has a train station in Ireland.
Lovely.
Dunn Leary.
Dunn. Dunn. Not Richard.
Adam Scott from Severance has a train station in Ireland.
Mm.
Adamstown. Sydney Sweeney has
a
train station.
The beginning of this.
Sydney Sweeney has a train station in Ireland. Did you know that?
What is it?
Sydney Parade.
Sydney Parade, very nice.
And Jerry Hutch has a train station in Ireland. Monkstown.
That's my favourite. Is that everything?
The last 3 minutes were a lie.
Guys, it's squeaky bum time. Only
I love that saying.
It's really fun. Isn't
I
it?
Do like that saying. All I think about is a toddler going around on their bum.
Squeaky bum time, because we are only 2 weeks and 4-5 days really out from this year's Women's Mini Marathon. I say squeaky bum time and I speak about myself. I'm sure lots of people are well underway with their training and are feeling confidence and all the rest. I have completely fallen off the wagon. I did like 2 weeks ago anyway. And yesterday I went back to boxing. I think I did in total about 12 squats yesterday, and I swear I limped up the road this morning.
No.
So I'm back to a square
that,
one.
That first workout after a while back, while not working out, is so difficult.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a piece of poo.
And like, honestly, it shreds everything in your body, so it's just sore for the next while.
Yeah. So today I'm out for a run with the dog at about 1 o'clock, and we'll see if we get on. But anyway, look, it's 10K. We'll get there. It's for an amazing cause, and we're so excited about the Women's Mini Marathon this year. Spin is the official partner. Thousands and thousands and thousands of women coming together to raise money for charities close to their hearts, or just for a big morale boosting day out with your pals. Dave and Fiona will be at the start line. They'll be egging you on.
Yeah, see,
and
Pippa is my girlfriend. Pippa is running the Women's Mini Marathon, and she's been planning it for a while, and I was like, how do I make this about me? So I've managed to get in there and host the thing.
It's going to be so fun. I can't wait. I did it a couple of years ago and it was such an amazing buzz. But I did announce on the show a couple of weeks ago, because it is isn't like, you know, a nice thing to do, I suppose, to raise a few quid for a charity if you can. And I decided to go with the NSPCA. I became a dog owner a year and a half ago, and ever since I follow the NSPCA on Instagram and I share every second video that comes up going, oh, I want that dog. I want that cat. I love them.
I never thought you'd actually go and get one. I thought you were just all talk.
Yeah.
But you went and did it.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I went up to the NSPCA. In case you don't know, by the way, the DSPCA and the ISPCA, they've combined now. So when I say I went to the NSPCA, it's the same site as the DSPCA. Same
thing.
Yeah,
she hasn't just made it up.
No, it's just under a new name. And we did a tour of the whole place. I wanted to come home with like cats, dogs, horses. I was like, will a goat fit in the boot of my car?
It was a time when Dave couldn't make it, and Emma said to me, he's like, Callum, do you want to come? Because when you do go, you will want to take every animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for my own good, yeah, I had to say, I know.
You need to get a cat, man. You've been talking about getting a cat for years. It would really suit you.
Yesterday I was a stat man. Today I'm a cat man.
Derogatory. You should get a cat. It would suit you.
I mean, it would suit his life.
I know. Derogatory. Again.
Okay, I'll stop talking. So I went up to visit the place and I got chatting to Fiona. Fiona is from the community fundraising and events team up there. And just had a little chat about the level of like fundraising that's needed. You know, like, it's completely fundraising funded, really. There's a small government grant, but like apart from that, it's all donations that are needed.
It's massive. You know, we're a non-profit, we're a charity organisation. Like I said, when we were walking around, it's a big site. Mm-hmm. We apply for a grant from the Department of Agriculture every year. We're not guaranteed it. We have to apply for it and earn it every year based on the amount of different species we care for, the numbers of animals we care for, our veterinary team, our inspectorate. So it's a huge operation, not just in Dublin, but now nationally. That grant makes up about 20% of what we need to run everything. So the rest is all fundraising by our amazing supporters.
Look, if you would like to help me out and support the NSPCA, you can find out how to get behind my team NSPCA for the Women's Running Marathon. Just send over any animal emoji of your choice. A misconception as well about the NSPCA is that it's mainly dogs and cats. There's all sorts of animals, down to like beautiful tropical fish.
Really?
And like tarantulas and like little snakes and reptiles.
That's somewhere in Dublin right now. No thanks. What? Tarantulas.
Oh, yeah. Like little pet tarantulas. Ugh. They're very cute. But I was asking her as well, because the one thing when you leave the NSPCA is like, it's not like going to pick up a puppy in a normal scenario like you did years ago. Obviously, the whole message these days is adopt, don't shop. And the amount of surrenders and rescues on a daily basis is really sad. It happens every single day.
It's every day. It's nonstop. There are staff here 24 hours a day. There are people who live on site. There's a lot of invisible stuff that goes on that people don't see necessarily on our socials. There's court cases. There's something going on all of the time. But yeah, animals are found, are seized, are surrendered every single day of the week. And we're here for them.
You know what's crazy is when I was up there...
don't get it, like...
I know, it's actually makes you feel like humans can be awful. But anyway, when I was up there a couple of weeks ago, it was right after Easter time. And interestingly, they said there's been like such an influx of rabbit surrenders.
No way.
Right? And not in one particular part of Dublin, just in the same kind of week or two. And these are like the beautiful pet rabbits, you know, with the gorgeous fur. It feels like velvet. And it was people who obviously got them in for Easter.
And then
then just chucked them. And these rabbits aren't bred for the wild. So they would have just died.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show, you know, it's mad what does go on.
That's mad. All right, tell us again, how can we donate? How can we help you?
So if you want to help out the NSPCA, just send us a little animal emoji of your choice this morning and we'll send you back the information.
Get behind Emma running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon for, is it the NSPCA?
That is correct, David.
Thank you very much.
I will be dressed as a dog on the day, so you won't miss
Wow.
Allegedly. Tame Impala playing the arena tonight. There's Dracula and Spin. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Are you going to that gig?
No.
No, you've just made up your mind.
I've decided I'm not going to go tonight because, do you know what?
Can't be arsed, and that's okay.
CBA. Also,
you don't need a reason.
CBA.
You don't need a reason. Yeah. Listen, we've teamed up with the Cusack Hotel Group to give you a midweek overnight stay for a family of four, including breakfast and all access tickets to Emerald Park. How nice would that be?
For so fab.
Do you know the best thing about it? in mead.
You're a big mead fan. You might be dreaming of a family getaway or a couple's break or even your dream wedding. All three award-winning hotels, they offer the perfect escape in the heart of Meath. In the Newgrange Hotel, the Ardboyne Hotel and the Castle Arch Hotel. Now,
it's so funny because honestly, I'm from Meath and I love Meath, but I didn't know any of them were in Meath.
See, that's what I mean.
Apart from Newgrange, obviously Newgrange.
Endless. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Endless adventures.
It's a fantastic... The thing I love about Meath is that it's so ginormous that there are so many places you don't actually... One, haven't been discovered yet. Mm. And two, you don't know that they're in Meath.
It's like a mystic place with the Newgrange things, I feel. Now, here's the thing. Two players come on each day this week to open doors to win the prize. Patrick didn't win yesterday, but we had to bring him back today. Are you feeling confident this morning?
I am feeling confident. And I'm under pressure now from my son because I told him about it last night.
Oh, no, God, no
what
pressure at all.
Patrick, you shouldn't have done that, you mad thing.
Patrick, that is brave work. Brave, brave work. I'm really hoping you're putting it out into the universe. But also, we have to say the same about Rachel. I hope Rachel also wins.
Yeah, hi, Rachel. How are you?
Morning,
hi.
Rachel. Rachel, you see, Patrick was on yesterday and he didn't win, so we brought him back to see if he could win today. How will you feel if Patrick loses again and you take it?
She'll be delighted.
delighted.
She'll be like, happy.
You don't have any loyalty to Patrick, Rachel, no? That's crazy.
Stranger.
I feel a little bit bad, but... Yeah.
Well, you haven't won it yet.
Exactly.
Well, basically, Patrick knows the story. Rachel, you're new to this. We are going to put the two of you head to head. There is 10 hotel rooms in front of us. Our key card only works for one of those hotel rooms. You'll take it in turns to choose a hotel room and unlock the door. If the key card opens the door, you win that prize. Okay, if it doesn't work, we move on to the next player to move on to the next hotel room. All right, we keep playing until we open the correct door. From between 1 and 10, shall we start with Patrick?
We shall. He's on line 1. Patrick, off you go. Good luck.
I'm going to go for number 2.
Number 2.
2.
Are you taking the mic?
Okay, that sounds fake. That sounds fake, but I promise you, I swear in our lives, it is not fake.
Looking at number 2.
Patrick obviously was thinking about this all night. Now, Rachel, I know it seems like you came on for absolutely no reason this morning. However, I will ask, would you like to come back tomorrow like Patrick did and potentially win?
Yes, I can,
yes. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
We'll call you in the morning, okay?
Okay,
you
thank
get
you.
Thinking about numbers between 1 and 10 today. It's going to be exciting day in your
You'll
head.
Be line 1 as well, so you'll get the first choice.
Yeah. See you later, Rachel. Patrick! Hey!
Congratulations. You did the right thing telling your son.
What's your son's name or what age is he? Sorry, this is my name.
Harry is his name. He's 14.
Harry.
And the reason why I had picked 2 is that his team won football last night and moved into second place in their league.
Fantastic. That is so
14's
cool,
a great age for a breakaway with his dad over the summer and a bit of crack in Emerald Park.
I love that. Yeah. So which one, are we allowed to ask which one they're going to choose? Like
we asked yesterday.
Yeah, Ardboyne.
Because we had a bit of intel on one, didn't we? Colin?
Maybe the Newgrange with the Castle Arch.
The Ardboyne looks the fanciest.
Oh. Patrick, what are you thinking? Aye. You're just going to go have to do some
research. I might have to go maybe with Callum's recommendation.
Yeah. I think that's a good show.
The only other thing is as well though, if you stayed at the Newgrange, you could get in like Newgrange on check-in day, Emerald Park on check-out day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's up to you.
It's up to you, Patrick. The best of luck with whatever you choose. Just know, whatever happens, you're going to Meath, so you're going to have a great time.
See you, Patrick.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
I feel like you guys aren't really taking on board the level of greatness
that
Meath has.
I get it. I haven't spent enough time in Meath.
As a Waterford person, right?
Here we go.
What is the general consensus on Meath? I'm just doing some research here.
Meath to a Waterford person?
Is it like Wicklow?
It doesn't, like, as in, I don't mean this, like, what does Waterford mean to a Meath person?
Waterford to me is like countryside.
Oh, and Meath to you isn't.
We see, I'm from a part of Meath that isn't really countryside. I'm kind of Dublin border. So to me, that's why I say there's so many places in Meath that are proper country that aren't, like, say, for example, out in Newgrange or out in Ardboyne, I presume, which are proper country. Mm. But that's not really my side of Meath.
I get it.
So there's different sides of Meath.
That's
so
what
I'm curious.
It's got it all going on.
What is the outlook on Meath?
Waterford does have the city as well. The outlook on Meath is very much Newgrange, is very historical.
Oh, cool.
Is very like a place of magical fairies and like
a nice
you want
field.
To go and learn about, Ireland being very mystical and magical. It all is to be found in Meath.
Well, listen, if you're getting married and you want to go to Meath, well, their upcoming wedding showcases, as in the Cusack Hotel Group's upcoming wedding showcases, June 7th at the Ardboyne, June 14th at the New Grange, and July 26th at the Castle Arch. Maybe you're not getting married, but you want to go anyway. That's cool too. Maybe you're just a fan of weddings or a fan of Meath.
Maybe like some, me. Like free pens at the wedding showcase.
Oh, lovely. And
this is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, Tricky 10 on the way to Mo.
What's going on? Okay, so every time I do, I play golf, I take my score and I send it to Pippa to send it to her dad.
Okay, because her dad's big into the golf, yeah?
Her dad's mad into golf.
Isn't your dad a golfer as well?
Oh, I send it to him too. Oh, but I've no problem sending it to him. But I don't want it. Pippa's always like, send it to him yourself. I'm like, no.
It's embarrassing.
Just say it in passing. Like, oh, by the way, I was talking to David earlier and he shot a 99. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then you just tell me what he says. But in actual fact, what she does is when I send over the scorecard and I'm going, show that to your dad. She's going, David wants me to show you this.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, that's not what I want. It's the same energy as where you have, say you're at your friend's house. And then you suggest, while at your friend's house, that you should sleep over.
Yeah,
and they go to their own parents and they're like, David wants to know if he can stay over. Don't ask
it
like
that.
That's
so embarrassing.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Say it was your idea.
Now I don't want to stay at all. I'm so embarrassed. I want to die.
When you're sitting at your friend's house and you go, I'm hungry, and then go, David's hungry. Don't say that. You say, I'm hungry.
Or, you know what's
worse? We're hungry.
David said he really doesn't like that dinner.
Oh my God. Yeah, awful.
He doesn't like that sauce. Do you know what I used to say? I used to say to my friend Ursula when I was at her house as a child, because I was such a plain eater and her mom used to make amazing curries and like really nice food, but just not for me. I used to say to her, do you think your mom can take the poison off for me?
Oh my God.
And she'd go straight back to the mother and go, Emma wants you to take the poison off for dinner.
Oh my Isn't that awful? God. And did she say it to you ever?
Oh, she always says it to me. Yeah, I had to scrape the poison off your dinner all the time. You boring LB.
Oh my God.
When you were a young one.
Yeah, that's the kind of energy I don't need in my life.
So did the dad get back and praise you?
Yeah, he did. He said it was amazing. But I see, I'm at a point now where I'm really enjoying playing golf, but he knows that. So now he wants to play with me.
Oh.
And he's such a good golfer. So I just feel like if I do play with him, he will lose all respect and then therefore won't pay for the wedding if it ever happens.
While we're talking about being a rat, Dave Van Golfman, he was off sick yesterday.
That's not news. I said that at 7 a.m.
Just in case people aren't with us. Pass it on.
Tricky.
Or as I like to call them, Yanks.
The Yanks. What was that song? She's a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee
Never heard of
Doodle
it.
Do or Die. Da-da-da-da-da. From his Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. Help me out.
I've never heard of that.
This reminds me of something, maybe some play I was in as a child, perhaps. Anyway, if you know what I'm talking about, I don't know myself. 087-711-1038.
Welcome to the Tricky 10.
It's Isabel on to play. Isabel, are you in Dublin or outside of Dublin this morning?
I'm actually in Kildare.
Oh, very good.
And Isabel, you know the question that I'd imagine you get asked mostly when someone says, what's your name? And you say, Isabel. Do you go by Izzy?
No.
It's you don't just like Izzy. Isabel. It's full government name every day.
Yeah, my friends actually, they call me a nickname by my surname.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to dox you, so we don't need to know your surname. But just what about Belle? Belle is nice.
Belle is lovely. But hey,
family. Yeah.
Family would call you Belle. Okay, but we shall call you Isabel. That's fair enough. And what's the plan for the day, Isabel?
I'm just going to head into work.
What do you do?
I work in recruitment.
Isabel in recruitment. That is an interesting job. I feel like I would be really, really happy and have such an ego boost if someone recruited me. Is that silly to say? Like, I would just love that. I would honestly, Isabel, if you came to me and said, hey, Dave, we want you for this job, I even if it was the worst job in the world, I'd have such an ego boost. Dave, it's less money and it's crap hours, but we've recruited you. I'd be like, my time
to
shine.
You want me? Yeah.
My time to shine.
You know, there's some jobs, and it's not in this industry, where like recruiters would be onto you the whole time being like, this job sounds like it matches what's going on in your LinkedIn. Like, it's a whole new world of ego.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Please. Yeah. For now, though, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and Dave's going to ask ask you 10 questions this morning, Isabel. Now, each answer, guaranteed is a number between 1 and 10, right? There's nothing in there to catch you out. They're all going to be an answer of 1 or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10. The answer won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. And if you don't know one, make sure to give it a guess because you never know. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you will win a Brown Thomas voucher. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly this morning, which we hope you do, you'll win €1,000 on the spot. Are you feeling confident? How do you normally get on with this game?
Some good days, some bad days. Okay.
That seems to be the case with most people, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dave's asking your questions. I'm wishing you the very best of luck. You got this, girl.
Here we go, Isabel. Counting you in, the best of luck, the tricky 10. And 3, 2, 1, start the clock. October is what number month of the year?
10.
If A equals 1, what number does D equal?
Four.
What is the name of the musical about Henry VIII's wives?
Sorry, repeat that.
What is the name of the musical about Henry VIII's wives?
Seven.
A Reliant Robin car has how many wheels?
Three.
The IFSC and Custom House is in which Dublin postal district?
One.
A Pooh from The Simpsons has how many kids?
A what, sorry?
Apu from The Simpsons has how many kids? Guy who runs a quickie mart.
Four.
What number is 3/4 of a dozen?
Nine.
Danny L. Harl released a song with Dua Lipa called What Hearts?
Two.
All right. There we go. There's our time. We only got through 8 questions, Isabel. How do you think you did?
Shocking.
Do you think you did shocking?
I wouldn't say that at all. I don't think you did. We'll tot them up for you. As Dave said, bear in mind, we only got through 8 questions.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh my God.
Would you look at that?
6 out of 8 is unbelievable.
That's really good going. Really good going.
I've got it in my toss.
Yeah, much better, Isabel. That's fantastic. I'm really intrigued as to what you got right. Because you know when you're reading the questions, you're so in the zone.
Yeah, I get it.
I have no idea.
You're quizmaster.
No idea what you got right or what you got wrong.
So, flew through the first two, and then it was the musical about Henry VIII's wives that caught you. That's actually a musical called 6. You said 7. I thought you'd say 8 based on the Henry VIII's wives, but anyway.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but anyway, the answer is 6. And then the only other one that caught you out was one about a poo from The Simpsons. He's got 8 kids rather than 4.
Okay, very good. Isabel, a score in 6 is, unfortunately, doesn't top you the leaderboard, but it was a really, really good score, and I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah.
It's a good way to wake you up in the morning. Isabel, have a fantastic day and go recruit some cool people.
Follow Dave on LinkedIn.
There.
And give us all some tips on how to improve our terrible LinkedIns. Have a great day. Lovely to chat to you, Isabel. Bye-bye.
Bye, Isabel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. She did really well, but unfortunately, Lucy is top of the leaderboard at the moment, also with a score of 6, but she did that in 53 seconds. She was quite spitty.
Oh, fair enough. Sorry, my phone is ringing there. Hello, Isabel? You'd like to recruit me? Whoa! I'm in. Sorry, guys. My time to shine.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The other day, we were here doing the show and we were looking ahead to... You know, you were here. This was Monday.
Oh.
And we were looking ahead to the Naughty Threesome. And the Naughty Threesome plays at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock every day on Spin. It's 3 classic tracks from the Naughties. And we always get a bit giddy looking ahead to see what's coming up on them. Because nostalgia, etc. But what we noticed was on the playlist was Speed of Sound by Coldplay. And I just said in the room to Callum and to Dave, what an intro. That song intro just gets me. I find it really hard to explain, but you know when a song like gives your belly a bit of a somersault, and an intro in particular just makes you go like, yes, turn it up.
It's like when you go over a small hill
in the road,
quite fast.
Yeah.
And you know when you're coming down, it's like a little, oh.
It's a little bit of a rush, yeah. And I think like from a producing point of view, it must be epic when you know you've created that sound. This is the intro I'm talking about. It's just stunning. Right, so it got me thinking then over the last few days about other intros, and I'm sure there's loads. We could do this all day, but just ones that come to mind for me that literally as soon as you hear it, you're like, I am alive, I am ready, this music is affecting me, I love it. And you know the way sometimes people like skip through the intro of a song? It's almost like the intro makes the song. Yeah, well, yeah. The intro almost makes the song. Let's talk about Rua Da Silva, the song Touch Me.
This does nothing for me.
Ah, come on, Dave.
Nothing.
Listen, the build, the build.
This is terrible. Like an awful song, an awful intro.
It's an amazing song.
Zero. Just... 0 out of 10.
That one's not for me. Like, I 100% agree with Speed of Sound. That one.
That's just not for you guys. No. For lots of people who like dance music, that is a very powerful intro.
Is it, though? It's just you knocking on the radiator.
You're frustrating me now. You're frustrating me. What about this one?
Oh, yes.
The build on this is incredible from the Veronicas, yeah? Because this is only layer one. We're going to go to layer two.
Maybe we listen to it. Oh, whoa.
So good.
That's class.
Layer three is coming, I think.
Big fan.
It's very good.
The Veronicas, the song is called Untouch. What an epic
this
song.
This is music
intro.
Edging. Like, I want the whole song to play. Like,
hilarious. And then... this was massive when I was a teenager and lots of people were of that age. This intro from Timbaland. Timbaland's such a talented producer. My bad. Here we go.
Whoa! There. Now, the whatever that crap was at the start, no interest. This, class. Yeah, that's
it. It lost me right at the beginning.
It's so good. It's just brilliant. I think it's what makes a song and builds the hype for the song.
That is a good intro. The start of it was crap.
Yeah, like the...
that was right.
You know the way some artists have their sound? I think that's like that was Timbaland's sound.
It's another Dave speaking into the radiator kind of...
Yeah.
What about this one? From Irish band Bellex One.
Nokia ringtone. Yeah, good. Good now. At the start, sounded like a truck reverse.
Yeah. Boom. That is the beautiful song, Rocky Took a Lover. It's so long, it's so lovely, and it's so magical. It just makes me go, oh my God.
There's a real trend in this where it kind of starts off a little bit weird, and then it builds, and then it builds, and then it builds. It doesn't get you in straight away.
It's like it starts off almost with one instrument as the second, as the third, as the fourth, or whatever. And then this has to be, I think, one of my favourite song intros of all time. In my opinion, this is from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. One instrument.
Yeah, wait for it.
Here comes the drums.
So good. Big fan of this. Here it is in full on Spin. Come to decide
that the things that I tried will... We wish, eh? We wish. We'll leave it there. Oh, another message in, and I can't agree more. Yeah, Nelly Furtado, Say It Right.
I thinking of Just Say Yes by Snow Patrol?
Well, I bet you it sounds class.
I think it does. I don't know why.
Another Snow Patrol song that comes to me with an amazing intro is Run.
Run. I knew you were going to say Run.
Really, really good. How does this stand up?
That's good.
We moving. We shaking. It's Flow. This is new music. It's called Leak It on Spin. Leak It. We were just talking about song intros that really hit you in the gut and make your belly do a little flip on the back of we were playing Speed of Sound by Coldplay on the Naughty Threesome the other day, and I was just saying to the guys in the studio, oh my God, I love that intro so much. And other song intros I just mentioned on the show, Touch Me by Rua Da Silva.
Crap. That was the worst one.
Okay, some people are actually into 90s dance music, just you guys aren't. Veronica's an Untouched, The Way I Are from Timbaland.
Veronica's
just a few examples.
Class.
Really, really good.
I said Just Say Yes by Snow Patrol. I don't know why that was in my head.
Let's check it out.
How good is that?
Magic.
Absolute magic. It does sound a bit Coldplay. Running out of ways to... that's class.
I wish I understood more about sounds because I don't know what all those instruments are, but they're so beautiful.
That's your man, isn't it? Courtney Cox's fella.
No, he's in the band. Gary Lightbody's the singer.
Yeah. Is that not him, no?
Is Gary going out with Courtney or is it one of the other lads? I thought it was, no, I'm right. Johnny McDade.
Yeah, Johnny McDade.
Gary Lightbody's the singer.
Johnny McDade isn't the singer.
Nope, Gary Lightbody is.
Do you know what? I'm glad you're here sometimes.
This one does it for me, and that's also from Snow Patrol.
Similar to Chili Peppers.
It's lovely, isn't it? Song intros, man. Hey, who would have thought?
Powerful stuff. Powerful
stuff.
Let's go! Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
There was a lot of excitement late last night on Instagram, which has now actually turned out to be something kind of confusing. I thought that we'd have a big, exciting announcement today, and now no one knows. So basically, the Three Arena, they posted on their official Instagram page. I love when they get that class shot, or they have them obviously stockpiled, of the arena looking really well with the lights on over the Liffey. You know, you're kind of taking the photo from across the East Link Bridge.
Honestly, when you're walking across that East Link Bridge and you're looking at Three Arena, honestly, you're like, Dublin is the best city in the entire world. I will die for this.
From the big, massive, ugly building behind the arena that makes it look tiny now.
You know, the Yahoo building?
Yeah, I think it sucks. But anyway, that's the photo they put up. But they'd photoshopped Wild onto the side of the arena.
Wild.
Now, immediately, fans of the band Cat's Eye were all over the comments, tagging their friends, going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they're coming to Dublin. And the Three Arena had also written 13th of May, as in, you'd imagine, announcement about Cat's Eye on the 13th of May.
They're going to be fuming when on the 13th of May, Wild Youth announced the Three Arena.
But yeah, basically, Cat's Eye's next album, it's due out in August. It's called Wild. Right. So that's the connection there. So everybody was tagging each other in comments, huge kind of excitement, and oh my God, are we all ready? When will they put tickets on sale? When are they coming? Blah, blah, blah. And as of this morning, the link, or like that Instagram post, no longer exists.
Really?
It's been removed. So I'd say someone's in trouble. Maybe they reveal something too early. Whether we'll get an announcement today or not, I don't know.
It's just the Three Arena being like, yeah, you're coming to Ireland, right? Like, no artist skips Ireland, ever, famously. Yeah. Please come to Ireland.
But you'd wonder what happened there to delete it. Did someone just kind of like press?
I'd say their label probably got onto them and were just like, don't be even teasing us. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
No announcement has been made for any gig around the world.
Regardless, and you know, Cat's Eye, the cat is out of the bag. Like, if they're due to come, they're due to come, and that's being revealed now. But when and where, and if there'll be an announcement today, we don't know.
The cat's out of the eyeball, Tack.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Sorry. Bit forgetful there of whether I did it or not, which kind of proves my point that I'm going to make. I think I'm on the way out. I think I'm kind of wrapping up life. I think I'm probably, I don't know if I'll be here next week. Do you know what I mean? I'm at that point.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
This is it. And boy, did I have a good time.
Did you?
I did have a good time. Life was good. I'd be happy if it was just, you know, off I pop now.
Would you stop? No, you wouldn't.
But the reason being, especially now, because I feel like as I'm...
Can't wait to see you in a Zimmer frame.
I'm 31. I feel like I'm not far off that. Now, the last 2 days, I've went over to my granny's. And she's in a nursing home. And I'm like, this is the life. I'm really enjoying this. Mm. Okay?
Does she like it there?
She loves it there.
Does she? Absolutely such loves good it
there.
Feedback.
She put herself there. Yeah, she absolutely loves it. But the reason being that I feel like I'm on the way out is because... Even though I've been spending a lot of time in the nursing home, I've also been in quite a lot of pain with my neck because I've been in the gym recently trying to get fitter and healthier and things like that. And I've strained something in my neck. And I was sitting there yesterday in so much pain that I can't even sleep, by the way, that I was just like, I am so old now that I aren't one of those like young people who now gets a little bit of injury is like, it'll be fine tomorrow. It's now lasting days. That never happened before. So I went to the doctor and I got some acupuncture. The fact I had to get acupuncture should kind of scream everything. But then yesterday, you know when I get into my head about random things, like something I want to do or something, I've a new obsession. I had a new obsession. I don't know where it came from. It happened yesterday, around 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, right?
New obsession yesterday struck you?
Yeah, new obsession.
Okay.
My entire life became about this thing and needing to attain this thing because I thought this will make my life perfect.
What is it?
A Kindle.
Ah.
And so
I'm a bit late to the party there, Dave.
I am a bit late to the party. But I was like, this will make my life. And I think Pippa's starting to get the ick because I have a sore neck and I'm grouchy about that. I'm spending most of the time in the nursing home, coming out of it going, that was great. I really enjoyed that. And now I'm like, oh, I got a Kindle.
And did you get a Kindle, yeah?
I did, yeah. I got it off my granny. That's why I went to the nursing home again to get it, because she was like, I don't use mine or whatever. So I went and got hers.
My granny gave me her Kindle years ago.
And my Kindle also has a case on it that flips.
Oh, yeah.
So you know the one, like a little booklet?
Yeah.
Like, you know the way when most old people have that? Look at your phone right now. If you have the case that flips over...
with the cards on one side.
And you're not a builder, that means you're 70.
Ah, okay? No.
I think it does. If you do, you should take that off your phone. But I now have it on my Kindle. I don't know where I think I'm going to be bringing my Kindle that's going to smash the thing. Yeah, yeah. But that's where, and I was on FaceTime to Pippa yesterday and she was like, oh, for God's sake, Dave, like, will you try do something here? Like, with the acupuncture and the hanging out in the nursing home and the I have a sore neck and I have a sore back and now a Kindle. I can't be dealing with you. I can't.
The Kindle is like, a very practical thing. It's actually very worldly and youthful because you're trying to save the trees. You know, you're saving the trees. Why did you get a Kindle?
So I don't have to buy books.
Okay, so
you nothing to save trees.
So you buy like a cheaper version of the book, a digital version on Kindle.
Yes, yeah. Definitely buy them. Oh, always.
100%. Yeah,
always. A hallways. I always buy them.
I thought you had to. Yeah, okay, cool.
So yeah, I think I'm on the way out. And even as I say all this, I'm like, God, my neck's in awful pain. Can I go home early?
What is causing the neck issue? Lifting weights?
Lifting weights. Weights are too heavy.
Which is kind of ironic, really, isn't it?
Why?
Because you're doing all the fitness stuff to try and be healthier, yet.
I know. But see, there's the other thing where I think I'm on the way out. My every day has become the exact same. I have a bagel for breakfast. Then I have fish for lunch with veg and some waffles. And then later on, I'll have a fit food. My entire day is now the exact same.
Oh, sorry, because of the fitness journey.
Yeah.
So you're like an L1, like eating the same thing
the
every day.
The exact same every day.
Well, I think you've been great. You've had 31 great years.
Thank you.
Personally,
you'd be happy enough if I kind of packed up.
It's a mad thing. I can't even think about that. God forbid. Where's wood?
Boring. Boring.
Touch wood. But no, stick with us. Keep getting your acupuncture. And by total coincidence, genuinely, we are playing this new Olivia Rodrigo song and it is called Drop Dead. A lot of people got really buzzy yesterday because, you know that feeling when the Spotify end of year recap comes around and everyone feels the need to share their stats from the year?
Yes.
I love when people share.
I love when people share it, but I hate it because I know it's coming. So throughout the year, all I want to do is listen to the Victoria soundtrack. But I won't do that because I know at the end of the year it'll be like, hey, by the way, you listened to the Victoria soundtrack 110 times.
Spotify Wrapped normally comes out in like the end of November, December. But yesterday, bit of a treat for fans. Spotify, can you believe it? They're around for 20 years and they were kind of marking their birthday, I suppose, by revealing these insights about people's listening habits, including like the date that they first joined Spotify, the very first song they ever bothered to listen to on Spotify, and their most streamed artist as well. So look, I'm a sucker for a good stat when it comes to music. I was straight over there. Were you straight over there as well?
I was, and I am okay with what happened.
I'm okay with what happened as well.
Apart from one thing, which you will find out.
Okay. I'll tell you that my first day ever on Spotify when I started giving them a tenner a month was on the 20th of November, 2016.
Oh.
It was the what? Sorry?
The 20th of November, 2016.
Okay. I was the 25th of May, 2016.
Oh my God, I'm such a late bloomer. What about you, Callum?
I'm the 21st of July, 2009.
What?
Couldn't be.
That couldn't possibly be.
Spotify wasn't around then. It's their 20th anniversary now.
Yeah.
Which
20 years would be 2006.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was an early starter.
Just the UK, man. They're ahead of the curve.
21st of July, 2009.
That's mad.
Do you know that joke that people like say about Ireland? Be like, oh, Ireland will discover it in 20 years. Ha 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 ha.
There you go.
Oh crap, it might be true.
Mm. That's crazy.
That's mad that you were both 2016.
Mm. Yeah, it just blew up in 2016.
It must have just started being marked in the year, man.
What's happening over there in the UK that we're going to learn about in 19 years?
That's mad. The first song I ever bothered to stream on Spotify was this. Hopefully, if things seem right, I'ma be needing your
ringside. Ah, yeah. Be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. What?
Sage the Gemini.
Sage the Gemini.
Yeah. You can get this now or later. That was a really big song. Do you remember they had the filter on Snapchat? And it made you look so good. It was all I used.
That is my 14th most listened to song ever.
No way. Oh my God. I was obsessed at the time. I presume, guys, there's no prizes for guessing who I've listened to the most on Spotify.
It's between two.
I'm going to say Kendrick.
I was going to say Derma.
Dave's got it. All the old Dermo stuff. I want to be very clear. I'm not on Spotify listening to Power Over Me on repeat, by the way.
So this is your most listened to song ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard the song
this
before.
This song is called After Rain. It's beautiful. It's from the first EP. I love it.
Okay.
And it's before he got commercial. Do you know what I mean? Okay, Dave, over to you. We know that you joined in 2016 as well.
25th of May, 2016. Yeah, this, it was just before the summer. What would you like to know? Would you like to know how many songs I've listened to since 2016?
Yeah, go on.
6,619.
Oh, I'm not too far ahead of you. I have listened to 8,282.
Not a lot.
I thought was really low.
I thought it'd be quite a lot.
But I think I'm a devil. I haven't like found a new band or like new music that I love in ages. You know, so it's very much the same stuff.
My most streamed artist,
okay,
is not one I have a clip of because it's not my most listened to song or the song I listened to first. My most streamed artist is John Mayer.
Oh, you cutie.
I spent 8,564... 5,000... I don't know. I've spent 8,542 minutes listening to
them. I can just imagine, like, teenage Dave being like, your body is Wonderland.
But unfortunately, the very first song I ever listened to on the 25th of May, 2016, I have no idea why, was this. Just let me love you one
more time. Craig David.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
So am I.
That's so...
What was happening to me in 2016?
What about your top artist?
Well, my most streamed artist is John Mayer, but it was not my most listened to song. My most listened to song you are going to absolutely love, Emma, because it's this.
Go! Oh my God.
119 listens.
That's brilliant. Stormzy's Big For Your Boots. Now I have full respect for
but
you.
But like now it. I have, like the second place was The Killers, The Man. Like there's no correlation. Then third is Love on the Weekend by John Mayer.
You're allowed to be a multifaceted
person. It was not the Body of the Wonderland. That was number 12.
Are you ready to have your estimations of me go down even more?
No. I don't want to.
I don't want to know. Interestingly, you had like 6,000 songs that you played, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Emma, you had 8,000 songs. Yeah. Even though I was on the app 7 years longer than you, I've only listened to 5,634 unique songs.
Really?
I'm a man of routine. I listen to the same stuff all over again. My first song in July 2009 was this.
With a fairy tale. Alexander Rybak.
Alexander Rybak. From Norway, Eurovision 2009.
I don't know.
He won
that.
The Eurovision in 2009.
He was the Eurovision winner who had the violin.
The fiddle.
Neil, let's go.
That was an unbelievable. I think I must have been listening to that somewhere else, but I don't know why that was my first song. I downloaded Spotify to listen to that song.
Yeah.
Mad. My most streamed artist, Taylor Swift.
Of course.
So
boring.
One of my top song is obviously a Taylor Swift song. Quite a recent one. I've listened to this to over...
Can I guess?
200
You love
times.
Cruel Summer.
It's not Cruel Summer.
Ah!
It's even newer than that. It's this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Callum, seriously?
Over 200 streams on this.
That is just nuts. That's
is
just
it over now sad. By Taylor Swift?
That is nuts behavior.
So what are you doing? It's a just walking song. Around listening to that in your headphones
it's
all the time.
It's a great song.
There is just people out there living lives that, like, you never know what they're doing behind closed doors.
Just
and
never
what
know.
They're
never
doing
know.
Is listening to Alexander Rybak and Taylor Swift.
Let's fast forward to 300 takeout coffees later.
God, you're such a loser.
Great song.
When are you going to get over the Taylor Swift thing, do you think?
I never.
Oh, she needs to go, man.
She's had a break. She hasn't released anything. Leave her alone. She's not doing nothing.
No, she had her time.
Is Elizabeth Taylor old? Why are we playing it now?
No, it's off the Life of the Showgirl album.
Ah, right, is that okay, Grant? That's not a great song, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's just a bit vanilla, no?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, yours is Dermot, in fairness. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
The Dave has written down. The Dave has written down.
Oh, the third
one.
I want
to say that you messed that up.
I thought it was you on the
Check
first.
Check
the cameras, play the tapes. I think that was Emma Nolan.
I don't know.
You went like a minute before.
I thought I was on the beat.
I have this real like scary feeling that no one can hear us do the claps. So whenever that we play this game, they think we just have this random conversation going, hey, that was good. No, that was not great. Anyway, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who's on to play?
It's Michelle. Michelle is a carer.
Oh, very good. You're on the way to work, Michelle?
I am, Dave, yeah.
What time will you finish up?
I finish at 2 today.
Oh, okay,
oh, that's not
great.
So bad.
A lot
so
of time then to go to the cinema afterwards.
Do you do a few
that's
house
it.
Visits every day, Michelle? To different people.
Every day, love, yeah.
Fair play to Michelle. All right, well, have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have, okay, all right. And how do you do when you listen to it?
I do well, I think.
Okay, brilliant. Let's see if we can get you some IMC cinema passes. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, Michelle. The game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing but day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like name any shop. You're going to hear three beeps, Michelle. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you to say Tesco and I have Tesco written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs, as I said. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. All right, Michelle, are you ready to go?
Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. Ready?
Good luck. Here we go.
Question one. Thanks. Michelle, name any TV show.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. In there... nice and early with The Simpsons, and I have written down a Game of Thrones.
Perfect, yep. Michelle. Would you like to go into round two?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it. Second question, Michelle. Name any celebrity from the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. Mark Owen.
Mark Owen.
Who is Mark Owen?
From Take That.
Mark Owen from Take That. I can tell you I 100% did not write Mark Owen down. I've written down chatty man Alan Carr.
Yay!
He got me to Bruno Mars later.
I'll
sorry.
See you there. He just turned 50, didn't he?
Did he?
Happy birthday to Alan Carr. Well done. Okay, do you want to go into round three, Michelle?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do it. Round three, Michelle, for three IMC Cinema Passes. Name any fruit.
Apple.
Quite an obvious one, Michelle, wouldn't you say? One that I would most likely put down, given that I hate a certain other fruit, but that is what I've written down. I've written down banana.
Well done. Michelle, you smashed it. Guys, really quick PSA. I was in Dunn's yesterday. They have mini, mini, mini pears. And I mean the pears are the size of your baby finger.
Interesting.
They're called snack pears.
Like one bite. And they're done.
It's like three bites and you're done.
Class.
And I was like, oh my God, I ate a pear and it was so easy.
Very nice.
I felt great about myself and it was no effort whatsoever.
Well, Michelle, would you like to keep going for four IMC Cinema Passes or would you like to stop the game and go to Tesco and get yourself a mini pear?
I'll try one more.
Okay, let's go with one more. It was done, sorry, wasn't it?
It was.
All right, question four. Michelle, name any girl's name beginning with P.
Philomena.
As in Philomena Begley, the country singer.
Yes,
and I have written down no rewards for anybody who guessed this. The love of my life, Pippa.
Hey! You know, my granny's real name is Philomena, and she says, she's always said, if anyone dared write that in her headstone, she'd come back and haunt them.
Philomena.
She goes by Phyllis.
Okay, very good. And last one, Michelle, are you sure you don't want to go for the five?
Sure, why not? One more.
Right. Here we go. I believe in you, Michelle. This is it.
Hey, somebody
does. This is it.
we totally believe in you.
For five IMC Cinema Passes, round five. Name any card game.
Switch.
I have a good feeling about your answer.
I don't even know how to play Switch. And I have written down Blackjack.
Yeah!
Michelle, how the hell do you play Switch?
Oh, five cards and I think you put them down as you go along.
Okay,
something
very
like
good.
That.
Sounds fantastic.
Do you know what's really hard to explain in regular scenarios? Card game.
Card games.
No, it's really hard to explain over the radio on a phone line. Card game.
Yes, very true. Michelle, congratulations. You absolutely smashed it. You have won yourself 5 IMC Cinema passes.
Thank you so much, guys. I love the show. I love you,
Michelle. Yeah, we really appreciate you. And thank you for playing.
More importantly, you beat Dave, Michelle.
You did.
Yeah, Dave. Sorry, Dave.
Have a great day, Michelle. Always happy to be beaten by you. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. What a ledge.
Yep.
Big fan of Michelle.
Do you have like a doc of all your questions somewhere?
I do, and I never, ever, ever look at them.
Why not?
Because they're all crap, and I think a new one's every single week.
Really?
Yeah.
Despite having a backlog.
If I look at the doc, I think if I come in a little bit fragile, like say I was out the night before on a Tuesday, like a mental person, then I will look at the doc.
Okay, so the doc is there as just a backbone.
But sometimes I try things. Like this morning, I tried a name a card game as question 5. What was I thinking?
That's a crazy question.
That's a crazy question 5, because usually question 5 has usually only 3 or 4 potential answers.
But I think people do, they're not as popular as they once were. I probably would have said solitaire for that.
See, there's so many, and I just didn't think of any. I thought of, this morning when I thought of the question, I thought poker and blackjack. They're the only card games in the world.
Go fish.
Yeah, go fish. Snap. Texas Hold'em. Is that a poker?
So it's a type of poker. I would have accepted poker or Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Mm.
Chase the Ace. I think that's a card game.
What's it called, sorry?
Chase the Ace.
I remember, I don't know how to play it anymore, but I used to love playing Old Maid.
You have 4 seconds. Explain it.
I'm trying that.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.